Here's the best headline ever printed. Dentist receives plaque. It's about time.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Because of the work I do, I'm a frequent flyer. But flying is less enjoyable than ever these days. We were delayed 2 hours in Toronto, hoping to head for home. I kept reminding myself that it's a 40-hour drive, so it still beats driving. Flying is a bit like a trip to the dentist, though. They make you wait, and there's nothing you can do. Laughing can help. They should have laughing gas in airports. Until they do, here are my top 5 airplane funnies of the week. Number 1. While taxiing for takeoff, a passenger plane stopped and returned to the gate. An hour later, it finally took off. A passenger asked a flight attendant, "What exactly was the problem?" The flight attendant explained, "The pilot was bothered by a noise he heard in the engine. It took us a while, but we finally found a new pilot." No! Number 2. After a particularly rough landing, the pilot stood at the exit and apologized as passengers filed off the plane. He shook the hand of an elderly lady. "Sorry about that landing," he said. She looked him in the eye. "Landing?" she said. "I thought we were shot down." Number 3. From an in-flight announcement, if you have a small child traveling with you, secure your oxygen mask before assisting with theirs. If you are traveling with more than one small child, pick a favorite. Number 4. At JFK International, a Caucasian male, later discovered to be a high school math teacher, was arrested trying to board a flight while in possession of a compass, a protractor, and a graphing calculator. He has been charged with carrying weapons of math instruction. Okay, that's a long way to go for a joke. Finally, true story, a first-time flyer was nervous as he buckled his seatbelt before takeoff. He turned to the woman in the next seat and asked, "How often do jetliners like this crash?" She replied, "Usually just once." Well, they assure us that it's the safest way to travel, hurtling through the atmosphere in a metal tube built by the lowest bidder. But I'm not convinced. Maybe I've watched too many airplane movies, but rarely do movies come to life. In fact, most plane crashes are the result of small things, like communication. I'm told that one flight crashed because the pilot mistook the word inbound for outbound. Indonesia Airlines Flight 152 went down because the air traffic controller mistakenly told them to turn right instead of left. Who knows how many lives have been lost because of a breakdown in communication? Who knows how many friendships, how many marriages have gone down in flames for the same reason? Careless words, a misunderstanding, things left unsaid. The Bible has much to say about our words. Colossians 4:6 urges us to let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. We can't control what others say to us, but we can avoid disaster by holding our tongue and being gracious. Sometimes that means patching up old wounds by breathing life into fractured relationships with the fine art of apology. When you do, don't text, please. Just offer yourself in humility without excuse, face to face or by phone. May we spread joy and reconciliation with our words. I'm slowly learning to employ gracious words in airports. I told a guy at check-in, "I'm heading to Toronto, but I want my suitcase to go to Seattle." "Sorry," he said, "we can't do that." "Sure you can," I told him with a grin. "You did it last time." And together, we had a good laugh. It's something you don't hear nearly enough of in an airport.
Get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.